This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, 23rd of May. Last show in May, this is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica. Hey, hello. Hey, hey, how nice to have your company today. Last show of May, as I was saying. And by the miracle of radio, here we are together. I was only thinking about that today, doing a meditation as I supped my cacao and thinking, by the miracle of modern transport, I have this cacao that's all the way from Venezuela. I know that our modern inventions have their drawbacks sometimes, but my goodness, when I think of the limitations of my youth, because we simply didn't have the ability to communicate in the way that we do and didn't have the knowledge of the internet or the fake knowledge of the internet, take your pick. It's up to us to be the wise ones and figure it out. So, hey, it is great to get together with you today. Really is. Okay. I've pulled some cards today because it's the last show. I've got dragon cards because I know some of you are asking in the Facebook chat room. I can see that. If you want to come and join us in the Facebook chat room, I am running that live. It is a closed group, which means it's very safe. Go to 12radio.com, look at the menu on the left-hand side. There is an option to chat that will bring you in there, or if you're a Facebook person, just come on over, and there you will see Maureen and Jennifer and Renee and Catherine and Sandy and Laura. Good morning to you all. I will take a look at your comments in a moment, and I know that some of you are already asking for readings, so I will do my best to accommodate you. So what am I going to do today? I've got readings from three decks that I pulled out for you whenever and wherever you are listening to the show, because the show also, of course, goes to on demand as fast as I can get it onto the replay system. So perhaps you're going to recap and listen to the show again if you are busy today and you miss bits of it, or maybe you will recommend it to friends. Who knows? Anyway, it will be there for you on the replay. It is also, of course, a very powerful astrological day today because it's a full moon in Sagittarius. I am just loving that. I mean, I'm a Sag moon anyway, so I'm flying on that energy. So wherever Sag is in your chart, if you know your chart, go have a look. If you don't know your chart, go and take a look on the front page of 1-2 Listen, and you can find there are is 1-2 Reports. You can get a chart done there. And of course, I work with about 50 astrologers. I mean, if you really want an insight into your chart, well, you know, book an appointment with one of them. Apropos of which, of course, we are on a 3-day sale at the moment. Yesterday was a sale because it was Wednesday. Today's a sale because it's the full moon sale, and tomorrow it's a, thank God it's Friday sale. We're always on sale. So yeah, 3-day sale on 1-2 Listen. It's also an extraordinary day here in the UK, or more to the point, yesterday was, because if you've probably seen on the news, or maybe you haven't, I never know whether how much of our news makes it around the world. This is very perhaps parochial for us, but out of the blue, without any warning, our Prime Minister has called a general election. Oh, joy. So we all get to vote, and I live in hope, change the government. On the 4th of July, so I was much amused by that. Perhaps that will be our Independence Day from the Tories. Who knows? Anyway, busy time, very, very busy time, as I said, astrologically. It is a full moon. It is also, we have Venus and Jupiter making their way out of Taurus, which is very fixed and stable, and also Venus's home sign. And they are making their way into Gemini. We're almost there. Well, of course, Jupiter is the planet of expansion. So I think Jupiter's going to enjoy itself in Gemini. Very quick thinking, quick-minded. Venus entering Gemini later on this afternoon if you're stateside, which means, you know, you might be very my colleague CA Brooks, if you don't get Mark's Power Peak, go and get it, because CA explains these things so well. She's wasting no time pulling out her digital calendar to schedule chats with friends, rendezvous with a blind date or a current lover, maybe plan a pool party. The girl is a free spirit and she has wings. So great energy today. A great day for planting seeds and intentions, or getting clear on what you want to be doing with your life. I'm also going to be talking today a little bit, because it's full moon in Sag, and as you know, if you follow me, I have been working massively with Chiron. At the moment, I have a Chiron gong. I've been working with the mythology of Chiron and the astronomical energy of the actual dwarf planet Chiron and the astrology of Chiron. It's been a lot. It's very, very transformative. It's always about transformation. So I'm going to be working with that as well. If you don't know the story of Chiron, you probably do, because, hey, you're smart. But in case you don't, or you want to pass it on to someone else, extraordinary story, because most of the centaurs, Chiron was a centaur, and most of them were, shall we say, rather uncouth, to put it mildly. They were a pretty rough lot. But Chiron came about, he was conceived because his father, Cronos, who was a titan, obviously a god, immortal, was having an affair, shall we say, politely, with a sea nymph called Philidra, and was caught out in flagrante by his wife, Rhea. These things happen, even if you're a god. So he very quickly morphed into a stallion, as you do, so Rhea wouldn't recognize him, which meant that when the child was born, he was born as a centaur, half horse, half man, and was instantly rejected by his mother, so not a great start in life, and obviously disowned by his father, who wasn't going to admit to having anything to do with that, and was raised by Apollo and Artemis, who raised him in the healing arts, in the astrological arts. He was an oracle. He was a revered teacher of the heroes of Hercules and Jason and Achilles and all of those. But unfortunately, Heracles, who was actually on his side as a friend of his, managed to wound him with an arrow that was poisoned with the blood of Hydra. And even though he was a renowned healer and immortal, Chiron couldn't heal his own wound. And he was a god, he couldn't die, so he was in agony. So he went to Zeus, who was his half-brother and king of the gods, and said, look, Prometheus is having a really hard time of it. He's chained to a rock, having his liver picked out by eagles all day, and then it grows back overnight, and he's in agony as well. I'll give up my life if you'll let Prometheus go. So Zeus agreed, and he was so impressed by Chiron's generosity in doing this that he made him a constellation in the sky, and he is the constellation of Sagittarius. That's why Chiron is important today. And Chiron is, I've been doing a lot of work. I've been sitting working with my Chiron gong, and it's about transformation if you're going to work with Chiron. It's about embracing your wounds. I like to use the analogy that what the Chinese do when they break a vase, they don't throw the vase away, they mend it with, or where the cracks are, they put gold in, and it becomes a unique and precious thing. And that's what you are. We all are. So it's about embracing our vulnerabilities, our wounds, those parts of us that we think are ugly and unworthy to be seen, and actually seeing how unique and wonderful they make you. So I'm going to do some work on that today as well. But I did want to tell you about the cards that I pulled out today. Needless to say, having said all that about Chiron and seeds of intention and new beginnings and transformation, the card that came out of the deck in my standard tarot deck, my wisdom deck, is the Dreamer, which is the Fool in standard tarot. New beginnings. Of course, it's a perfect one for today. Comes with Archangel Metatron, who can pull time and space apart. And so this is about a new start. It's about trusting yourself, pushing your fears aside and taking a leap of faith. So I thought that was a perfect message for us to be sharing today. I then went to my dragon decks. I've got both the dragon decks with me today. I've got the Diana Cooper dragon deck, which is the one I know best because it's where I started working with dragons, and asked the dragons who would like to come forth. And I got an Omega dragon, or Omega, depending on how you like to say it, potato, potato. This is a ninth dimensional dragon, a really powerful dragon, a white and silver dragon, carrying the divine feminine energy of Shekinah, the universal feminine energy that created our world. And also this dragon is Shekinah is the female counterpart of Metatron. Now, the first card we've got, the Dreamer, also comes with Metatron. So a very powerful duality and message, the male-female there as well. And this is about higher consciousness of Earth. It's about evolution. Again, the same energy about Chiron, evolving higher, becoming more than you are. And when this Omega dragon comes to you, it's time to give birth to a new special project, pathway, or an aspect of yourself that has remained hidden. Now, that's exactly the same message that I've got off the Dreamer on the tarot deck. So very, very important message for today. And don't forget, it reminds me in this book that dragons can shapeshift. Just because you think it's a dragon, it doesn't have to be large. Dragons can be tiny, or dragons can be huge, or they can be both at once because they're energetic and they're dragons, so why wouldn't they? I've also drawn a card for today from the new deck that I'm still learning. It's a learning process. Never be afraid to learn something new. Goodness, that's what life's about. Keep on learning. And I have from the new, the Dragon Riders Oracle deck, I've got a duality of Aradia or Aradia and the dragon Nis. Now, Aradia is called the first of all witches. Her magic's unrivaled. She's the daughter of the great Hecate, the goddess of magic. And she's the queen of the witches. She promised humanity freedom from slavery and humiliation, and her name still possesses incredible power. The message from her is, I see your fears and I'm with you now in order to free you from them. Well, the tarot card said, go beyond your fears to take that leap of faith. And she says, begin working to heal any unresolved situations in your life and any relationships affecting your well-being. Again, we've been talking about Chiron. So do you see how all this is meshing together, the energy today? Look closely at your dependencies in order to loosen them and then learn from this experience. And with the act of letting go, you will get great freedom and wisdom. Now, she's with this beautiful dragon. The colour is deep, deep purple on this card. She is purple with flaming red Celtic hair, and her dragon is powerful and purple with bright green eyes. And the dragon Nis says, be prepared and follow Aradia. Always accept her wise advice. Let go of your fears one by one and step by step. The first step is always the same. It is to make a clear decision. The path on which you are now being led is the path on which all that is hidden in darkness is revealed and illuminated by a redeeming light. I love that. So same message over and over and over again for today. So I hope that will be helpful to you. Okay, I am going to go back now in the Facebook chat room and see how you're all doing and do some cards, because I don't want anyone to feel left out. Okay. I can see actually a lovely message from Jay and Raven, who follow me today as well. I can see that and on the Facebook page as well. They're going to be here with Backstage Pass right after me at the top of the hour. So let me have a look in my chat room. If you want to know how to get to my chat, look for my banner, Tune In with Erica, and you will see the comments under there. I'm now going to go and turn them the right way up. Good morning to Gwyn. I can see you coming in there as well. So good morning to Maureen and to Laura, to Catherine, to Pamela, good morning. Hi to you. Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from One Two Listen. Okay, full flower moon indeed. And Renee, happy new moon to you. I've got Denise in there and Joni and Charlene. And I've just seen Gwen coming in. So yeah, it's a packed chat room this morning. Okay. So Maureen, you would like a message from the dragons. Okay, let me just get you. I'm going to go back to the Diana Cooper deck for you. Message from the dragons about finances and families and things like that. So what do we want to say about that, dragons? For Maureen. Just tuning in. Whoa, there we go. You have to tune in differently to dragons. They kind of, you kind of wear them like a cloak. You embody them. Interestingly, you asked about finances and family, and they've given me two cards because those are two different things. So I'm very much feeling the first card is for the finances. This is a dark blue galactic dragon, which has a net bag and helps you to listen to the voice of the universe. And it's talking, it's a dark, rich, deep blue, talking about igniting the codes of your master blueprint and accessing cosmic wisdom. So I think what he's saying is that you can manage your finances, call them to you, intend that you're going to be financially, I'm talking today about intention, get clear, decide that you are going to manage and that abundance is your birthright. I've also got this with a golden orange dragon. Now this golden orange dragon has a quill, a pen in, I'm going to say her hand because it looks very feminine to me, and pages of books, blank pages flying everywhere, expanding your light for ascension. This is a peaceful warrior, this dragon, helping those in need. So in your family, be the peaceful warrior, which to me is that duality of, because a warrior is very strong. They know what needs to be done. They know how to organize a battle, but they're peaceful about it. They're not aggressive. They're assertive, not aggressive. So I'm going to say those are the two energies that you actually need, Maureen, and I hope that is helpful to you. Good morning to Laura. You would like a reading with the dragon deck, either one. Okay, I'm going to go to the new one for you, Laura, and just see what we pull up. So Laura would like a dragon rider deck. Let's try this one. So tune into the dragon rider deck. Just let it flow until I find a rider and a dragon who would like to speak to you. And I have. I think this is going to be an elven prince. You'll have to bear with me because I have to look at the book for this. I say I'm still learning this deck because you're trying to channel triple energies. And I'm getting there. Every day I do a new one. And you have Lander and Clarida. Now, Lander, as I thought, I am learning this deck. There is hope for me. Is an elven prince who's learning how to serve. And elves are already incredibly wise, and his elder brother has given up the right to claim to the throne and decided to serve the worlds and their planes as a high priest. So this Lander one day will succeed to the throne. And his message is everything you encounter on your life journey is pointing the way, guiding you on the path of your soul. It's not just spiritual work such as meditation and performing rituals that will show you the way, but what takes place in your everyday life, daily tasks, conversations with other people and creative actions. And this path leads to success, abundance, and ultimately a fulfilled and happy life. And he says those who only look outside themselves are as unlikely to find this path as those who only look within. It is to be the hero and heroine of your own life and find that balance between the two, the wisdom and the greatness. And the dragon Clarida, beautiful white, ice-like dragon, huge, elegant dragon. Even heroes and heroines need mentors and teachers. And Lander, who is my love and my everything, has many teachers who instruct him in humility, attentiveness, devotion, and combat. Who are your teachers on your heroic journey? Seek them out and listen to them. You will need their wise advice. So that is your message, Laura. I hope you enjoy that and we'll find it helpful. Catherine, good morning to you. You're listening on the New York subway. Well, I don't think I've ever spoken to the New York subway before. So, hey, I'm loving that. We'd love a message as you contemplate returning to Ireland to assist your parents. Okay, I'm going back to the tarot deck for that. So, angels of assistance, some Celtic angels, although I'm very drawn to this dragon deck because it will have Celtic goddesses in it. But let's go to the tarot first of all and do a message for Catherine. Feeling you returning to your roots, seeing and feeling the lush green of Ireland, the Emerald Isle. And I have the Four of Swords, the Four of Air. Always a card about quiet contemplation. This warrior has taken her armour off and she's sitting in front of a stained glass window which says Pax, peace. So this is to do with thoughts and conversations. It's insight that will come from meditation or the need to rest and take a vacation and getting sleep. So I think they're saying prepare yourself well with lots of rest and lots of calm and lots of peace so that you're in a very balanced mental state, which also means you're in a nimble mental state. Because if you've taken the time to meditate and get that clarity and that calm central space, you're able to deal with a very great deal. So that is the message for you, Catherine. Renee, good morning to you. Jennifer, we've already said good morning. And Denise, you would like a card as well. So let's have a look for Denise. What card would you like to give to Denise today on this wonderful Sag moon? Wallop, out come the cards. Interestingly, you have the moon card on a full moon, Denise. So it's a Sagittarius full moon, but this card comes obviously with the sign of Pisces because it's the moon. This is about deep intuition. This is a water card. It's the moon. It's about paying attention to signs from the divine. And again, this message, let go of your fears. This is about flowing through life. It's the moon. It's revelations that will make everything clear. So use the power of this full moon to meditate, to journal, to do whatever it is that allows you to open up your intuition. Joni would like a reading as well. Thank you for reading for us all. You are very welcome. So let's have a look and do a reading for you too. So what? Am I using the right deck? Oh, yes, I am. Then it comes out. Okay, so I have a message from the tarot deck for you. This comes with Archangel Sandalphon, who takes our prayers to heaven. It's the Five of Coins. Now, the Five can quite often be guidance that we're tipping over into lack mentality, that we're thinking about what we haven't got rather than everything we have got or what we would wish to bring into our lives. And I'm a great one with this of saying, I'm never one for squashing things down and avoiding reality and pretending things aren't as they are. But amongst all that, you can change the path of your life by finding a positive overview. So I think that's a possibility. Just be mindful of that energy today. Charlene, you would also like a reading if time allows. Maybe need to look for a new job. Well, let's have a look. Angels, do we need to look for a new job? What does Charlene need to know about a new job? Out comes the card. Interesting. Five of Water. Five of Cups, if you like your traditional tarot. This is someone standing in front of a stream flowing very rapidly in front of them. Will be quite a challenge to go through that kind of power of water. But equally, the stream's not that wide either. This chap could actually jump it. This is usually a card about learning from what has been, especially emotionally. So if you're going to look for a new job, make peace with the job you're in and think very carefully about what it has given you, and then think back very carefully about what it is that you want to bring in. What energy do you want from a new job? What do you want it to do for you? How do you want it to fulfill your life? Because when you get clear about that, then that's the time to start looking around. So I'm just going to tip these comments the other way up again, because I know other people have come in, and I'm just going to see where I am for time. Okay, I have got time to do this. So where are we? Because I can see other comments have been coming in. You are very welcome, Maureen. And I'm glad you like the message as well, Laura. And yes, Joni, I did do you a card, so thank goodness for that. I've caught up. I've managed to give everybody a card. I never like to miss people out. So where I am, I've got just a few minutes left. So I am going to say, for you, wherever you are, whenever you are, because I've been talking about all this change, this transformation, this letting go of fears, and I do hear you when you say, oh, well, how do I do that? What steps do I take? How do I go about it? So let me just ask the angels for a message of what steps should we take? How do we go about? And instantly all the cards come flying out. And they're all water cards. They're all heart cards. They're inspiration cards. So the advice from the angels, and the number that always goes with angels for me is the number four. When I'm seeing 444 or all the fours, to me, the angels are trying to get my attention. I have a beautiful king of water who is trustworthy, honourable, devoted. This is someone you can completely trust. And that needs to be you. You need to trust yourself. I've got a lady planting flowers, beautiful flowers, and behind her is this brick wall. And the brick wall is shutting off the past, because the past is done and gone, and there is no point in looking in the rearview mirror when you're trying to drive forward. And she's created these beautiful peonies because she's planted the seeds of her intention well. So again, this message over and over for today: plant the seeds of your intention well with the Sagittarian full moon. Sagittarius is about our expansion. It's Jupiter. It's that very positive energy. So use it well. I have a card that mentions that we really ought to make careful, be sure that we don't get too stressed. So have a look at your working patterns. Are you making time for you? Find that balance in life. And you know what we're like, ask for help. You know, we just soldier on saying, no, I'm all right. No, I can manage. I can do that. And then, of course, we get upset, we get burnout, or we get bad tempered, however that affects you, or your health suffers. So please make sure in these energies that you are asking for help and you're nourishing and nurturing yourself in whatever way you can. If you can't do it in one block of time, then take little breaks during the day to make sure that you nourish and nurture yourself. And finally, I've got a water card. Again, don't focus on the negative. Focus on what you're trying to create, a bit like that brick wall, not what has gone behind you. If you need to make peace with emotions, then make peace with those emotions. Express them in some way. Write them down, burst into tears, throw a rock in the ocean, whatever it is that you need to do to make peace with your life. So there we go. I am almost out of time. You can stay with 1-2 Radio for lots of inspirational shows on the way. 1-2 Listen is, as I say, on sale today. So grab yourself a bargain TBS or a reduced price live. I will be back at the same time next Thursday with the first show of June, when, of course, I'll be taking you through my starscopes. So enjoy planting the seeds of intention. Enjoy the full moon. See you next week. Lots of love. Take care. And bye-bye for now.